Well, as I mentioned, a long-standing Northland tradition is for us to announce on New Year's Day the vegetable of the year. Haley Diem is the one vegetable, one community coordinator for the Duluth Community Garden Program. And Haley, I got to tell you, I even have a drum roll queued up for you this morning. So when you're ready to actually make the announcement, all you have to do is let me know in advance. And we've even got a drum roll. Woohoo! Good morning.
Perfect. Good morning. Happy New Year.
And also to you. It's certainly got to be, in many, many ways, let us hope, an improvement on 2020.
Let's hope.
Yes, indeed. Now, refresh my memory, because, I do, being the person that I am, I tend to block these things out. Was or was not broccoli the vegetable of the year last year?
It was.
Oh, well, that explains 2020. Oh, for heaven's sake, I could almost have predicted that.
Right. It was all our fault.
Yeah, I can only think of one vegetable that would be worse, but I'm not going to say it because if it's the vegetable of the year, I don't want to be a downer. So I'm just going to let that go gracefully. Are you ready to make the announcement, Haley?
I am ready.
All right.
Let's have the drum roll.
Let us have the drum roll, please. And the vegetable of the year is?
Peas.
Oh, now that's nice. That's a harmless. I was worried you were going to say Brussels sprouts. And if you'd said Brussels sprouts, I probably would have just gotten up and walked out the door. Peas are a
second place.
Peas are such a harmless vegetable. They really are. They're a pleasant color. They're fun to pick. They're fun to harvest.
Yes, we've been eating them for thousands and thousands of years. Yes.
So how about that? All right. Well, I think that sounds particularly marvelous. Now, another thing that we have done in the past, we used to have Michael Gabler used to come in and with his guitar, and he would sing an original verse about the vegetable of the year. He would compose a song about it. Well, of course, he and Kristen moved away and this happens. But we have been able to tap our poet laureate to share, to write poetry about our vegetable of the year. And we have Gary Bolhauer this morning with a poem about our vegetable of the year. So let's take just a moment and listen to the words of our poet laureate and be inspired.
Vegetable of the Year, 2021. I plant the seeds in early spring, when the soil is still cold to the touch, and nights still shiver with frost, when the sun is just beginning to whisper its promises of summer green gardens. This is the seed that grows a family and builds a home just the right size to keep the whole clan safe and sound. This is the wise vegetable of the pandemic, teaching about safety and spread, distance and togetherness. This is the vegetable that creates worlds, sweet planets, galaxies of heavenly orbs, with names like Tom Thumb and Half Pint, Green Arrow and Tall Telephone, Mr. Big and Little Marvel. Bush and climbing with blossoms of white, pink, purple, snow, snap, sugar. Make your porridge hot or make your porridge cold. Make this soup in your biggest pot. Split or whole is sure to please as you eat the ancient, common, nutritious peas.
At Gary, you can, it doesn't matter if you're asking him to do something lighthearted. He's got a fabulous sense of humor, but he doesn't do anything without really putting thought into it. He is mindful and thoughtful with everything that he does. Haley, tell me a little bit about your conversation or your communication with Gary, because I said, I don't want to know. I want to be surprised. Did you give him a lot of or any direction, or what did you tell him when you assigned him or said your task, should you choose to accept it, is to write a poem about peas?
Yeah, I didn't give him any direction. That was all his own genius. So thank you so much, Gary. It just blows me away. I could listen to that all day.
The wise vegetable of the pandemic and how peas build a house just the right size to keep the whole family safe. It's definitely, we'll get a copy of the poem up on our website. And of course, the recording will also be there so folks can go back and listen to it. Now, Haley, tell us just a little bit about some of the events and things that are going to be going on. In the past, there's been a recipe swap. There have been some, you know, in the summertime, there have been some public events. And of course, we're going to need to wait until we get a little closer to that time to see what the best practices are with regard to getting together. But what happens with our vegetable of the year now?
Right. Usually there's a spring fling in the year, and that's sort of like a potluck where everyone gets together. Obviously, that's not happening this year. It's, you know, just too soon to plan an event like that. So the best thing to do would be to like the Duluth Community Garden Program on both Facebook and Instagram, because we have sort of like real-time updates on those. And then also you can check out our website, the One Vegetable, One Community page on the Duluth Community Garden Program website would be a great place to look for pea-related community events for this year.
Fantastic. Now, if somebody says, oh, I've got the most awesome recipe for, I had a salad once that involved, macaroni, mayonnaise, a couple of the important food groups, chunks of Velveeta or cheddar, and peas. And there must have been some other protein in there too, but it was awesome. So if somebody says, I've got the best pea-related recipe, is there a place where folks can share those things?
Definitely. I'd say you could email us or message us on Facebook, your recipe, and we'll post it for you.
Fantastic.
Share it. Yeah.
And of course, as we get a little bit further into spring, you can start taking photographs of the little baby peas growing.
Yes, and share those. And we'll also be a part of this program every year too, is that we purchase seeds for the community, and we'll still be able to visit. There's still farmers markets and other events around town that we can, that I personally go to distribute seeds and give people garden, like growing information for them. And we're going to have three different kinds for you this year for peas. We decided to hand out snap peas, snow peas, and shelling peas. So that's shelling peas are probably the ones that you had in your salad where you don't eat the pod. You just kind of pop them out with your thumb.
Right. And that's so much fun. Kids will do that. You can say to the kids, hey, you want to do this? And they'll go, oh, yeah, because it's a hoot.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I hope that we're able to. Another part of this program is we teach all the second graders in Duluth how to grow the vegetable of the year. So I'm really hoping this year, last year we couldn't do it. This year I'm hoping we can, because it's a really nice vegetable for children to just walk up and sample right off the vine. And hopefully
it's even better than carrots, because you don't have to find a garden hose to wash them off in generally. So
I've seen children yank them out and wipe them on their pants. With
the bite, so. Okay, there you go. There you go. What's a little dirt gonna, you know, what harm's a little dirt gonna do exactly? So, yeah, probably Tom Casper taught him that. He's that guy. So, well, Haley, we'll get all of these links and this information up. Thank you so much for being a part of this fun tradition here on Northland Morning. And I'm so proud that we're the place, the official radio station that debuts the vegetable of the year every year. The irony is not lost on me.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Haley. Haley Diem this morning, she is the One Vegetable, One Community Coordinator of the Duluth Community Garden Program. And as is our tradition here on Northland Morning, the 2021 Vegetable of the Year was announced here on the show. It's peas. And they'll have seeds available, three kinds of peas. You can take your choice of what kinds of peas you want to grow, or you could just go wild and grow them all, I suppose. Snap peas, snow peas, and shelling peas. We will have all the details where you can get more information. You can read the text of Gary Bolhauer, our poet laureate's poem about peas. And you can listen again on our website at kumd.org.